We are the pioneers, and we are going to be the one who set the stage for the rest of the sport.
Well, the one thing you can count on is absolutely nothing.
You never let your guard down and always play hard as you can play.
This is the home stretch right here. One more feature to navigate.
You know, just got to go with what you got.
This isn't just about skiing.
An all-out fight to the finish.
There's no such thing as can't.
Pushing it till the end, and he's got another gold medal.
It must have been a call to action for the beleaguered, medal-starved Team USA at the Paralympics because the sled hockey skaters pulled it out in Sochi against the feared Canadians, 3-0, in yesterday's semifinals. So it's a gold medal face-off against Russia where the Paralympians will have the chance to redeem the humiliation of the able-bodied U.S. skaters who came up short at the recent Winter Olympics. And so our Paralympic profile today is Nico Landeros, a member of the 2014 U.S. sled hockey team, one tough skater with a neck as wide as an 18-wheeler, shoulders you might see lifting steel at a construction site, but this linebacker dude weighs only 185 pounds, which is an easy weight to maintain if you're missing both of your legs.
You know, I got in a bad accident when I was younger, and, you know, we played football, wrestled, played hockey most of my life, and, you know, just got to go with what you got.
What's the skill level for you versus someone who has a single leg, or are there even sledders out there with spinal cord injuries who have both legs out there on the ice?
I think it's an advantage for people with no legs. You've got a shorter bucket, which is really nice. You're protected. My bucket it's fully protected. I think it's an advantage in lots of ways for turning really fast. My upper body strength really helped me with just speed. I'm a bigger guy, so I like to hit. You know, some of the guys are a little smaller that have no legs, and, you know, they still hit really, really hard. And I like to bang out there, and scoring goals is a great, great feeling as well.
How hard is it to be conscious of your propulsion and conscious of where the puck is? Because in many situations, you're turning and shooting at the same time, and an able-bodied hockey player has got arms to deal with the shot and legs to deal with the propulsion. You're doing both with the same limbs.
It's pretty difficult just because you're pushing with your arms and you got to control the puck at the same time, and sometimes you got to shoot or you got to pass. And that was the most difficult part for me to learn.
And can you do one of those like wild back shots that actually come off the backside of you and go into the net? That I've seen some of these guys do where they're in a twirl and all of a sudden the puck like erupts from the back of them?
Yeah. We do a lot of crazy stuff. I pick the puck up behind the net and I throw it behind my back just like, you know, Crosby did in a couple of games. And, you know, it's pretty sweet move to do, but you got to do it at the right times.
Now, are there any rules in sled hockey that, you know, are kind of like soccer or, you know, wheelchair tennis where – you know, you get a two-bounce rule in tennis or any sort of compensatory rules about handling the puck because you're down so close to it?
Nope. Hockey's hockey, so I mean, it's the exact same rules. We can't fight. It's international. So the only change in it is T-boning, which is when you get hit with the sled directly at a 90-degree angle, and that's the only change in the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the equivalent of picking up a chainsaw with somebody. I mean, that you can't even do that with able-bodied hockey. That sled is a dangerous weapon in the wrong hips, I guess, right?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you just got to fight through it. We got a lot of big pick marks in our bodies, and, you know, it's just part of the sport.
So I noticed you volunteered when I asked you, are there any rules that are different? The first thing that you said, I think, was we're not allowed to fight. So you like to fight normally when you play hockey?
You know, it's a big part of the game, I think. You know, someone comes out on your goalie, runs them, you know, slashes them, and you got to make a point out there. You don't want anyone to touch your goalie. And in this league, we can't fight, but, you know, they let a lot of things go, and especially when it's in the crease, you know.
Well, Nico, I'm looking at your headshot. I mean, from your dentist's perspective, it would seem as though you've come out pretty well on the end of all of your fights so far.
Yeah. I've been really lucky. I've only gotten in a few fights. You know, when I had legs, I liked fighting, and it hasn't changed a bit. Now it's just you gotta control yourself a little bit more and not get a penalty and just focus on the game and winning.
All right, Nico, good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on the show.
Nico Landeros is a member of the U.S. Paralympic sled hockey team. They face off against Russia for the gold medal on Saturday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.